This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The first working group of international weapons inspectors has traveled to Baghdad to search for signs of an Iraqi chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons program. They will begin their work this week under a new mandate, a unanimous UN Security Council resolution that provides the inspectors with broad authority. Iraq says the resolution gives the United States a pretext to go to war. Still, Iraq has accepted conditions for the new round of inspections. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
4 years after weapons inspections ended, they're resuming. How many inspectors will be there?
Well, this first group is about 18 people, and the chief weapons inspector, Hans Blix, his office is saying this is calling this the first wave, and there's going to be several more after this, and they're hoping that there'll be about 80 to 100 people in place by about Christmas. They're coming from all over the world, so they need some time to stop their regular work to get over there. And this first smaller group is starting on Wednesday, but they're mainly going to be looking at some of the older sites, checking the monitoring equipment that was left behind. So it's going to be a bit of a slow start before what the U.S. hopes is going to be the most aggressive weapons inspections to date.
Well, Iraq says there's nothing for them to look for, that it has no weapons of mass destruction. I guess we'll know by December 8th.
Well, that, of course, is the deadline for Iraq to make a full accounting of its weapons program. And this is really the first major test of this new UN resolution that was passed, giving these inspectors the broad authority that they have now. Iraq has to account, give this account not just to the inspection team, but to all the Security Council members, which includes, of course, the U.S. And the Bush administration has made a very big deal out about this this date, this December 8th date. What they've been saying is, President Bush said in Prague that Saddam Hussein is entering his final stage if he declares that he has no weapons of mass destruction. Now, the inspectors themselves, I spoke with a spokesman for Hans Blix, and they said there will be an immediate response if the Iraqis just give a one-page accounting that says 000. Then we know that they are lying. But if they give a 5,000-page account, we're going to have to take some time to take a look at this. And what they're going to do is they're going to compare, cross-check this accounting to all the information that they have from previous inspections, from government intelligence, from Iraqi exiles.
What else are the Iraqis saying about the resumption of inspections?
Well, as you said, they did accept the terms of the resolution, but they also made public a letter to the UN this weekend. And in it, the Foreign Minister Naji Sabri complains that the real motive behind this UN resolution is just to create pretext for war. He said it could turn inaccurate statements into a pretext. So if they lie on or make any false statements in this accounting, that could be a pretext to war.
And what are the inspectors saying to the Iraqis?
The inspectors really are saying that what the resolution says, that this gives them a final opportunity to disarm, and they're leaving that in their hands. This is a very strict resolution that gives them that opportunity.
And the Bush administration, what's it saying?
Well, leading up to this UN resolution, we heard a lot about the potential for this to be done peacefully, give Saddam Hussein this final opportunity to disarm. The regime change talk that we had been hearing so much beforehand was sort of pushed into the background. But as I said, you know, when President Bush was in Prague and he talked about Hussein's final phase, I think that rhetoric is shifting back to this regime change notion. Mr. Bush was in Lithuania and Romania over the weekend, and he was comparing the Iraqi leader to the communists and to the Nazis. So we are still really hearing some strong language.
Hans Blix, the chief weapons inspector, was in Baghdad last week. Today, he's before the UN Security Council. Why?
Well, he's supposed to just brief the council on this trip, and his spokesman says it's really a pro forma meeting. The trip, of course, was just a chance to clear up some practical matters. He left behind logistics teams who have since been sweeping up and cleaning up this site where they're going to be working outside of Baghdad. They haven't been there, of course, for 4 years, so they had to check on all the equipment, on the computers, the radar equipment, and everything, putting that back in place. Hans Blix, of course, is going to be under a lot of pressure to make this a very aggressive campaign. He does have better technology going into it this time around, and a resolution that was backed by all the Security Council members. So he'll be making that case, talking about what he's going to do, and he's probably under a lot of pressure from the U.S.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman.